Chris Williams is with the Multicultural Center at the University of Mary Washington. It's named for James Farmer, an organizer of the Freedom Rides and a mentor to Williams, who met him in 1996.
He had lost his eyesight due to diabetes. He was using a wheelchair primarily to get around. But, you know, it was his voice and his spirit that really captured my attention when I first met him. I was really in awe.
The Freedom Riders left Washington, D.C. and stopped first at the Greyhound bus station, which, in defiance of a Supreme Court ruling, was still segregated.
So there were colored restrooms, colored waiting room, lunch counter. Also, Fredericksburg was one of the battles where the Confederacy pretty much destroyed the Union.
There and at stops in Richmond, Lynchburg, Farmville, and Danville, the Freedom Riders were ignored. Not so in the Carolinas.
It wasn't until they got to Charlotte when the first arrest occurred. Rock Hill, South Carolina was the first time that they were brutalized and attacked. And then it got worse when they got to Alabama.
To commemorate the historic ride, Williams and other community organizers will unveil a temporary marker at the bus station in Fredericksburg today. The finished sign will be installed this fall. I'm Sandy Houseman.